Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. Toll-free number here is 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on the air. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. That's where you can actually control the content of the website. So when you find something online, you can submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. And then other listeners will be given the opportunity to vote, and you get to vote on other things that other listeners submit. The most voted up, you can vote down too, but the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website, where you can push it up to the top, meaning we're more likely to see it when we go looking for things to talk about on the air. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there as we go to the phones and to your thoughts. It's still to come, by the way. We've got this story about a prescription. A lady went to get her prescription filled and ended up in handcuffs. We'll go to that here in a moment. Mark will tell us the details. But Christian, the Christian anarchist, Gene, is on the line. There are more than one Christian anarchist out there. But, Gene, you're with us, listening in Tennessee. Hello there.
There's another one?
I've met one of them, Michelle Seven, our former co-host.
Oh, man, here, you popped my bubble. I thought I was the only one.
Well, you're still the original in my book.
Yeah, there you go. So
I think Tolstoy might take that title.
Yeah.
Good point.
I've read some of that, too. Okay, this crazy underwear bomb thing came back to the fore again. And,
yes.
I don't know if you remember, but you and Mark, a couple years ago, got all wacky about some news story about some survivalist type people who'd been arrested, and I called you up and shamed you for believing the printed story. And I don't know that you're believing this printed story, because I think you've probably learned your lesson by now. But I don't believe others.
You know, it's.
I'm looking at this story, and I am just shaking my head. I mean,
which story? I'm sorry.
The one about the new underwear bomb plot.
He doesn't know it, Gene. You're going to have to tell it to him.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, anyway, it is a bunch of bull, because it talks about a CIA operative who was in some Yemen terrorist group. He infiltrated it, and he managed to smuggle out this bomb, and they're not telling us anything about the individual who was the supposed terrorist. They're saying that he's no longer a threat, and that they've got this bomb that they're doing research on, and the whole story stinks. Number one, any terrorist could blow up any airline right now without any problem. And number two, if they did have this kind of a bomb that they've developed and the CIA smuggled it out, what's to stop them from just turning around and making another one? They made the first one, didn't they? I mean, the whole story just stinks. They're saying there's no threat now because they smuggled this bomb out.
It is a good point. And you know, I mean, one would wonder, in Yemen, where they claim it's this terrorist hotbed, why they can't get some kind of little, you know, little Blaz rocket or something like that to take down any flights that might come in from the United States. I mean, you know, if Pan Am is flying in, I know Pan Am doesn't exist anymore. I'm just coming up with some name so I don't hurt anybody's business. If Pan Am's flying in and they just, you know, target that one and take it down, it wouldn't be that hard to get some Americans.
Well, I've pointed this out in the past, too, that over 10 years ago, when I worked at Nevada Terawatt facility in Reno, Nevada, one of the scientists there informed me of something that I wasn't aware of, that there are certain explosive chemicals that a person can mix up, a couple of components that you mix up and you put it into a balloon, and then you swallow this balloon, and 4 hours later, your body goes boom.
Wow.
Whoa.
If that was known by that scientist 10 years ago that he could tell me about it, you don't think the terrorists know this?
You'd think they would.
And if they really wanted to take down an airline, don't you think they would do it?
Oh, I mean, absolutely.
This whole thing about terrorism is it's the new ghost, the new
it's a boogeyman.
Yeah, it's the new boogeyman to try and scare everybody to giving up their rights. And there are no terrorists. I'm sorry, I haven't seen one.
Can you imagine if you swallow these balloons and you're sitting there and, like, the planes come in for a landing? You're like, come on, when is it going to digest? I'm ready to blow up.
Yeah,
and it just won't go.
Yeah, well, I interviewed one time a DHS guy who was in Philadelphia, so it's a little weird because DHS was supposed to be like border, homeland, whatever.
Hanging out in Philly.
Yeah, hanging out in Philly. But I asked him, you know, have you ever arrested a terrorist? He's like, no, you know, and that's convenient because terrorists is whoever they say they are. But it's funny that they've, you know, they have these officers on duty. If there's such a big deal, they should be arresting them every day. But it seems the only ones they seem to arrest are the ones they create or help.
That's right.
Or bring their plot to fruit, you know, the guys are incapable of making bombs until they meet the FBI informant.
So you're saying almost, this whole thing is a sham,
Almost
Gene.
All of these people are poor, uneducated, sometimes retarded people who don't know right from wrong, and these CIA types, they take advantage of these crazy wackos, and they say, you know what, we ought to do some terrorism, blah, 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 and they send and these poor, innocent people that never could do it on their own say, yeah, let's do it. And then the CIA provides all the means for them to do whatever nasty thing that the CIA could dream up. Then they arrest the people and say, look, what a great investigative team we have.
Well, I tend to think that there are some folks out there willing to do that, but at the same time that the numbers are fluffed. And the FBI, I think, has probably been worse at this than the CIA has with you know, all the people domestically that they're picking up that they've funded and armed and sent out there with missions and in some cases made it just nigh impossible for them to live a good life until they do whatever it is the plan the FBI wanted them to do, and then they arrest them for it.
Desperate people do desperate things. But here's the thing. If you look at the actual numbers of how many people are that desperate that they would do such crazy things, and the number is very, very tiny. Now, if you want to have a conspiracy with two of these people, you've got to have two of these people that are of a very small percentage of the population that somehow bump into each other and get realize that they're both in the same situation, and then they conspire together. And then if you want to get three of them, look at the odds we're talking about to getting that type of people together in a group of three or four or six.
It does seem less likely, you know, when you're dealing, most of these mosques are trying to turn people in, you know, when the FBI sends in informants and that kind of thing in order to stir up some
the
trouble.
The informant has been snitched on.
All, most of the time, and then the FBI is just like, yes, thank you for the lead, and then they let the guy continue to do what he's doing, and this is what confuses the situation, is that these informants can go about, you know, fomenting terrorism where, you know, somebody else gets, you know, wrapped up into it, and they're arrested immediately.
Yeah, I talked to a guy who contacted Coplock and then blogged under the handle Viper for a little while.
The FBI guy?
He's an FBI guy, and he had said his role, after a few conversations, was to buy and or sell guns to people. And so you don't feel like you're entrapping them. And he was really of the mindset that he was doing good. That, like, if these people weren't going to buy guns from him, even though he was bringing them what they were asking for, or, like, that they were going to do it from somebody else, and that's how he justified the entrapment.
If I don't sell them nuclear weapons, they would have bought them somewhere else.
Yeah, and that's, you know, we had a long conversation. He seems to have understood that, you know, that's not exactly, you know, you're first of all creating something that's just a good or service to make it illegal, you know, and harm people's rights from protecting themselves by whatever means they feel necessary, and criminalizing them, and then doing it in a deceitful manner.
So he still works for the FBI?
He does not.
He does not. Okay.
Yep.
And he's blogging. Is he an active blogger, or just kind of came in?
He has it. He had a 6-week like debriefing period, so he's in that, and I haven't heard from him in a month.
So he's just leaving the FBI now.
So yeah, he should be like out or done. He had like one case that he was wrapping up. So, you know, and that's to say he said he was, and I don't know if it still was some sort of, you know, clever way to investigate
he's
or question
trapping you.
Yeah, or somebody who just wanted to chat. But
Gene, anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, keep in mind that most of these people that do exist who are desperate enough to do things like this, they're desperate because they don't have anything, and everything's been taken from them.
Sure.
And so they don't have the means to do most of these things that even if you could find somebody who's that crazy that wants to do them.
Right, which is why we've seen in these cases with the FBI ginning this so-called terrorism up, they're the ones funding it. They're the ones are giving these people the money. They're the ones giving them the hookups. They're the ones bringing the weapons in. I mean, they're doing almost all of it themselves, and they're just allowing these dupes to come in and press the button. Essentially,
because people who have the means to do them generally aren't going to because they have too much to lose.
Too much to lose. Thanks, Gene. Appreciate the call. Good thoughts tonight here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I went to Drudge Report and found this underwear thing's the top story.
Yes. That's Ian.
I was completely unaware. More coming up here. You can take control at 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever's on your mind and share what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Number for you to bring up what you want here on Free Talk Live is 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We've got a bulletin board system where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. We also post show prep items there over at bbs.freetalklive.com. Com.
Well, I went to the Avengers movie that we were talking about earlier. I went with Jason Osborne. It was a really great great experience sitting in there, and he was telling me about some of the fun things that are going to be going on at Porkfest. He's the guy, he and his wife are running it, so I do recommend you go over to happyporcupine.info or porkfest.com. Either one goes to the same place and check it out. But Osborne has a company that does accounts receivable. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect the money from your clients, but you want to keep them too. SACL CAI, they do collections in a totally different fashion. You can check out their banner, freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. And as I've said before, please do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
Well, let's continue with you and your thoughts. And then coming up, prescription insanity as a woman is arrested for attempting to fill hers. Mark, you'll tell us that story. And I got a TSA-related story also on the way here, if we get a chance. Of course, your calls come first. Shadow's listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Hello, Shadow.
Hello there, yeah. Hey, I'm really enjoying listening to that guy, Dean, up in Tennessee. You call him a Christian anarchist?
That's what he calls himself.
Yeah, I was listening right here. By God, God bless you, brother, if you're still listening, because you're right on the money. He's exactly right, 100%. And one of the ways I know it is because back during the Cold War, I spent 32 years in intelligence myself. So, buddy, he is right on the money.
Yeah, what did you do?
What they call independent contractor. In other words, I wasn't a regular agent. I couldn't be one because I went to college for it. And all like that. So, mm-hmm. I got in as a independent contractor.
And so what sort of contracts did they have you fulfilling?
The same thing the mafia does in contracts.
You're talking about killing people?
Yes.
Ah.
I wouldn't be surprised
if the CIA does that.
So where were you deployed?
I was home based in Florida, and I'd be going to Eastern Europe, and I'd go to Germany and all those places. I had some run-ins with, some of them Stasi people. In fact, I took his gun home with me, a souvenir and everything. So I had to help some people escape from East Germany and some important people.
How old are you?
65. I'm German and Mohawk, so that's a good combination, man. You know?
Interesting.
What's that got to do with it?
So, Shadow, do you want to tell us any of your intelligence stories, your intrigue?
Well, all I can say is this one character. I can do that for you. This one character I used to play. I got you guys may not know this one comedian named Jonathan Winters.
Mm-hmm, sure, John Winters.
Okay, remember Maude Frickard, Granny?
No, I don't remember that.
The old lady on there? Well, that was my favorite character. I invented Granny, and I dressed up as Granny. Because nobody would ever suspect an old grandma. Everything might get. Man, I'd get on the airliners, going home or going over and stuff and going home. And the stewardesses, we'd be talking about recipes, cookies, and cakes and everything. So, everybody was a real nice old granny, man.
How did you do the makeup for this? I mean, I were you small enough? I mean, grannies are generally small creatures.
Diminutive, yeah.
Yeah, I was in my early 20s then and everything, and I was very, very thin.
How tall are you?
I come from the show business family up in Detroit anyway, but that's my hometown.
It's like Mrs. Doubtfire on steroids.
You get wigs and you get some eyebrows, and I get these Krillin glasses and the dresses and all that.
Did you ever take a picture of yourself all dressed up? I'd love to see it, Shadow, because I don't believe a word
too.
You say.
Well, I had stuff over the years, but when you move around like I have so much, you wind up losing stuff.
All right. Well, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Don't believe a word he says.
Why?
I don't know. He just is incredible to me.
Okay. I wouldn't put it past it. But, yeah, I don't believe it because I doubt if that were true, they'd call up and just be so open about it, right?
Well, who knows?
He's a long-time listener. I don't know. I would suspect that things like this happen. Could it be a listener? Certainly. He seems to know something. I don't know.
He's made a lot of claims and tall tales, I think, over the year or so that he's been calling into this show.
But they usually center around this, though.
what, around secret agents?
He has claimed to be have worked for the CIA on multiple occasions.
855-450-FREE, SACL, CAI, toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. So let's get to reality, or at least something that purports to be it. Mark, you were going to tell us
agreed
about...
upon lie?
Yeah, you were going to tell us about a lady trying to just go get a prescription fill at the CVS.
So this is a crazy story.
Where is it happening, by the way?
It's out of... This is from CBS Dallas Fort Worth, maybe Dallas, Dallas area. Ann Lenhart.
It could be your next door, you know, CBS is happening at your local drugstore. I mean, this could be anywhere.
This is from Susie Solis, I should say here. Ann Lenhart never thought filling out a prescription at CVS Pharmacy in Dallas could land her in jail. The avid yoga practitioner raised more than $20,000 for Off the Mat into World Global SIVA Challenge. Off the Mat is an organization that was founded by Sean Korn and is a way to take the ideas of yoga and translate them into action. This year, Off the Mat,
is this article about?
Okay, let me start a little bit later here. It's like some two things got squished together on this website that don't really make much sense.
Okay.
All right. So so here's where the story comes. So she goes to...
the yoga lady.
Yeah, the yoga lady goes to... She's raising money. She goes down to Haiti. They're doing some kind of climb there. She says, I decided I was ready to come off the waterfall, and it was then that I slipped and hit an outcropping about 10 feet down, and then from there fell another 20 feet into the water. The water saved her life, but she shattered her kneecap on the way down. With the help of several men, she was able to climb out of the area after a 3.5-hour trip to the nearest hospital in Port-au-Prince. She underwent reconstructive surgery with no general anesthetic.
Wow.
I mean, like, I'm not looking to get any kind of surgery in Haiti. I've been to a hospital in Haiti, and it...
Until you bounce your knee off a cliff on the way down, you know, and it's kind of important.
So... They gave me apparently a week later she went, oh god, the website's refreshing here.
CBS does that. It's really annoying.
Yeah, it's awesome. You can try to stop it, like just push the little X up in the corner, but it'll do whatever it wants to do. So anyway, let me see if I can get back to the spot that I was previously.
So she had operation.
Yeah, she was flown back to the U.S. a week later, still in deep pain, and admitted to Baylor Medical Center in Dallas. They gave her a pretty high, heavy-duty narcotic known as Norco as a painkiller, and she had used that up. She had been a month, and she'd called for her refill. This is Lenhart being quoted here. The pharmacy called Lenhart to ask her exactly what time she would be in to pick up her prescription. So, folks... This is something you need to know. If the pharmacy asks you exactly what time you'll be in, this is a warning sign.
I wonder if it was even then they called or if it was a cop.
She thought it was odd, but the pharmacy was involved in this one.
So okay. She'd already had it filled once. She was going back for a refill.
Yep.
Presumably to the same pharmacy.
I don't know. Maybe she got it from the hospital. I mean, she'd been from Haiti to this medical center, so maybe not.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, but usually the hospital doesn't dispense something with refills on it.
I couldn't say.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates. Better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they've reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Survival3Survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
A revolution is underway that all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 additives. Now it's time to free yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com offers an electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no foul odor, and can be smoked almost anywhere. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 5 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 7 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Remember to use the coupon code PowerVapor for an exclusive 10% discount. PowerVapor.com. It's more than just the future of smoking. It's a revolution.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. Even if you want to tell a tall tale, 855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We've got a mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and the podcast as well. m.freetalklive.com. You can, of course, call in about whatever you want. We've been talking about a story about a lady looking to get prescription medication. She had severely injured herself during a fall off the side of a waterfall, or climbing a waterfall.
That's right.
Sounds really safe. Anyway, she hurt herself, had an operation done, was issued a prescription for Norco, was it?
That's right.
Some sort of serious painkiller and narcotic painkiller. And she went through the first bottle and then was prepared to get her refill, called up the CVS to, I guess, place the order for the refill, because that's something that you can do, as I understand it. You order the refill in advance, and then it's ready for you to pick up, that we don't have to stand there and wait for it. And they asked her, was it on the first call, or did they call her back and then ask her when she was going to come in?
The pharmacy called her.
She ordered the refill, and then they called her?
Right. It had been a month, and she had called for her refill. The pharmacy called her and asked her exactly what time she would be in to pick up her prescription. She thought it was odd, but told the pharmacy what time she'd be there.
Got it.
Still on crutches. Unable to drive. A friend of Linhart's drove her to the CVS in Oak Cliff. I guess this is somewhere in Texas. I don't think of too many cliffs in Texas, but, you know, what do I know? She wasn't able to pick up her prescription because a police officer arrived to pick her up. He was like, We need to go outside, she said. I was on crutches, and I... Listen to this description. I was on crutches. I had a permanent IV line in my arm. I had a big leg brace, and I asked him if it was necessary, and he said yes. Rather policingly, escorted me to the front door and into the back of a waiting patrol car.
Oh, my.
Linhar was so stunned, she didn't think to ask the officer any questions. The officer explained to her what was going on. He said, well, we believe that you forged your pain pill prescription, and we're going to call your doctor now.
So, wait, don't the doctors normally... Like, I don't go to doctors very often, so maybe I'm out of the loop here. Like, they actually still give you a piece of paper that you take to...
They do. Yeah.
They do. This isn't like email that over to the pharmacy. You don't say, like, I'll be at CVS, and they can email.
The different circumstances are different. But
okay.
Yes.
And probably, I'm sure, it states is otherwise as well.
But you do get a piece of paper. I mean, last time I got a prescription, I had a piece of paper for it. And this is what I find so interesting about this story. We believe that you've formed, and we're going to call your doctor. Now, they had plenty of time to fill this prescription, and if you wanted to check with the doctor and you hadn't had a chance, perhaps you could wait another day. Right. I mean, is it necessary to arrest someone because you believe that the prescription might be forged and you haven't talked to the doctor? A police officer, allowed a pharmacy to speculate as to whether or not this prescription might be fraudulent?
Right, or you started getting, like, why does the government, you know, why does this woman, why does anyone even have the ability, or is there the crime of forging a prescription, you know? If she really sure. wants drugs, why don't you just why do you need a permission slip? Just go in, I want these drugs, and whatever.
I tend to agree. I think there shouldn't be a prescription process. But one thing about the pharmacists is they must be trained to read that chicken scratch, right? Like, they can read those prescriptions. I don't know how they do it, but so they probably are trained at spotting fakes. They probably
sure
know what
extent.
To look for.
Sure.
Well, then they probably have worked with this doctor. I mean, she doesn't sound like she was traveling very far, so he's probably had other patients come in there and fill prescriptions. Mm-hmm. So you would think they could recognize writing, the office, you know.
But he arrested her on the say-so.
On the say-so. It said that we are calling your doctor now. She's in the back of the police car.
Mm-hmm.
Look, if you're putting a citizen, if you're putting a human being in the back of a police car, have done your due diligence.
Do your detective work beforehand.
And this is the kind of sloppy, crappy police work that is just, as far as I'm concerned, it's rampant. I've read too much of this stuff.
There's no punishment for him for doing it this way, right?
Yeah,
right.
You are currently, you know, the status quo is detain you and find something you've done wrong. You
right.
know, so this is all these, you didn't provide ID or do whatever, and then we'll find something.
You look suspicious.
Yep. So he says, I've worked with this pharmacist a number of times, and he's never made a mistake. Well, I'll let you know something, Mr. Law Enforcement Officer. Everybody you've ever talked to in your entire life, yourself and your mom included, have made mistakes. So the idea that you think that this pharmacist hasn't made any mistakes is not sufficient evidence. I mean, it's like these guys don't even know what jurisprudence is. They have no idea what they're supposed to be doing out there.
Hey, he's got an empty back seat in that cruiser, and he needs to fill it with a warm body. Even if she's crippled.
He's got to fill out the paperwork. I mean, I understand what in the world he's thinking about.
He's thinking, I got to keep this woman safe. She's in pain.
Right.
She don't want her doing anything wrong, and I don't know what he's thinking.
I can only imagine what it was like. Her prescriptions run out. She's got this knee, shattered kneecap. She's on this...
She's on an IV.
IV, the leg brace, this incredibly powerful painkiller. I can only imagine what it's like sitting in the holding cell of the Dallas County Jail overnight. She was there.
Right, and she probably couldn't possibly send a friend to go and pick up the prescription. Do they even allow that when you're dealing with...
I don't think anymore. I remember picking up prescriptions for my mom when I was a teenager, but I doubt they do that anymore.
I bet you can't now.
Especially something like Norco, right?
I really think cops like lose the absolute logic aspect of their brain, because in this instant, you know, fine, he's going to come and investigate it. He's doing his job. Let's buy all that BS. But when he walks in and sees a woman with an IV and crutches and a bum leg...
She's faking.
Yeah.
He's seen fakers in his life, right. But
why wouldn't the logic side kick in? If that were one of us in this role, maybe we were the security of CVS or whatever, and I'd walk up and say, ma'am, I'm gonna stand here for a minute while we check out your prescription, because obviously you're not going to run away. There's no need for me to handcuff you or detain you. I have two perfectly good legs, and I can catch you.
Right.
So we're going to chill out here for a minute. How about I get you a seat and a pillow for your leg or some water, and we check this out? But no. But cuffs, or I don't know if she said she was cuffed or not.
She got put in the back of a police car.
Put in the back of a
odds are good.
And
this should have been done ahead of time. They called her and asked her what time she would be in to pick up this prescription. And if she said it was too soon, then they should have said, well, we're not going to be ready by then, or we don't have your prescription ready. None of this. This woman should not have been detained by anyone for any reason. If they felt they had a fraudulent prescription and they had a doctor confirming that there was a fraudulent prescription, then you've got an arrestable offense. But this wasn't even done on that. This is like, arrest this lady, take her to jail, we're going to figure out whether or not this is a fraudulent prescription.
Did she end up making it to jail?
Oh, yeah. She spent the night in jail.
Oh, my God.
She was released on bond,
I'm
charged
sorry.
With obtaining a controlled substance by fraud, a felony.
But I thought
they were going to call him right then.
They don't have to call her right then. They got her in jail.
I know, but I thought you said that the cop said he was going to call the doctor like right then. Does that mean that he couldn't get in touch with him? All right, you're going to jail?
Who knows?
Oh, they didn't say. I thought later this story ended with them figuring out she had the prescription.
Oh, they did. They figured it out.
After she bonded out.
Yep. She said she couldn't go back to work because the Human Relations Department said that they'd receive paperwork and that until that was cleared up, she wasn't allowed back at work.
Right, because anytime you get arrested, good luck getting your job back.
It does happen. And it says that...
It doesn't matter whether you've been convicted. She was just arrested and possibly might have lost her job as a result of that.
They dropped the charges after speaking to her doctor, which means that they must not have spoken to him before that.
He's probably after hours. He's probably off.
The police department, which has no accountability to you and I as citizens, declined to talk to CBS 11, the press, in this matter. She's suing CVS for false imprisonment and defamation and more because she could probably get some money out of CVS because
unlike
it's hard as heck to sue the police department when, in fact, the police should have been the bulwark against this kind of abuse.
But yeah, CVS doesn't want this in the paper any longer than it has to be.
They say here that every doctor has a DEA number that is unique to them, that they had cross-referenced it at the time. The doctor, you know, it would have shown that that was the case, and that apparently there was some mistake in cross-referencing, and if of course, CVS has issued an apology. The Dallas Police Department, like I said,
has not.
No comment. Because they don't have to give a comment. So,
what did we do wrong? We're just doing our job.
Right.
Yeah, not even after you arrest somebody. The officer himself can't even say, I'm sorry, you know?
Right.
I love when police talk about
I don't think
the
this
department.
Is CVS's fault. I think, I mean, there was a mistake made there, but frankly, the arrest powers lie with the officer.
And I don't
know what... The pharmacist didn't arrest her.
Well, yeah, but the pharmacist made the call. What kind of fear are the pharmacists operating under, though? Like, what kind of threats are they doing their business under? That would be an interesting question to have answered. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Porkfest this year.
Porkfest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Time enough for you and your thoughts. If you make the call right now, we'll probably be able to sneak in here. Joining you tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
Ademo.
And Mark.
And once again, the number 855-450-FREE. Plus, you can join us on our website. You may support the show in a variety of different ways, and some of those are enumerated for you over at promote.freetalklive.com. You can download web graphics for banner ads, for instance, for your website. Also, high-resolution graphics. Maybe make a t-shirt out of it or something like that. Do whatever you want with it. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. There are flyers you can download as well, plus a free bumper sticker available to you at promote.freetalklive.com.
Are you or do you know an outdoor enthusiast, somebody who's into camping or hunting, survival or shooting gear? Because if you do or are, ManVentureOutpost.com has all the best name brands, and they've got them at prices that you haven't seen collected in one place on the internet. I'm relatively confident in that. I have a couple of friends who are big outdoors enthusiasts, and they were stunned by the prices of the knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, and so much more they've got over there at ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. They don't advertise individual prices because, well, the manufacturers don't like that. Giving the lowest rates out here in radio land. You can get an additional 5% off their already low rates with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com.
All right, we go to the phones and to your thoughts. Me and My is calling from Indy, listening to WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, I was in World War One, so my
thanks for your service.
Me and My.
Sorry, say again. You were interrupted by Mark.
No, my code name in the service was Me and My, so Shadow might have been my son.
Me okay. And My, Shadow.
That's
Me.
Cute.
Yeah.
And My Shadow. What kind of covert operations did you do in World War One? I mean, were you skulking about the trenches of the other side?
I don't know. If he's 44, then I guess World War Two when he was in it, I guess that was...
I don't think he claimed to be in World War II.
I don't remember that part of his story.
Yeah.
He just claimed to be helping people escape from East Germany, and that... I think it, you know,
it's possible, I suppose.
Yeah, but the East Germany and West Germany were around a lot longer after World War.
Yeah, 1989.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Anything else you want to share?
I just want to thank that Richard Murdoch did win today in the primaries in Indiana today against Richard Lugar.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, it's all over now.
One dick over another.
Freedom!
Thanks for the call, man.
35 years? I wish I'd been in the job for 35 years. And then. So,
the guy who was the incumbent lost is what you're saying?
For 35 years, yes.
I never feel bad when an incumbent gets kicked out.
But that's not going to really change anything, is it?
I don't know.
But he was a good democracy overseas about nuclear weapons and demolishing those. But 35 years, come on.
Thanks for the call, Miyamai. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. For those who don't know, I don't know if that was the same guy that called in last week, but he called to inform us that there was some Republican who's going to challenge this one Republican that was in office and was going to, you know, this other Republican in office has been in there for 35 years, and he's actually a Democrat, and so we're going to have a Republican really finally in the...
Real fired up about it, huh?
Yeah. Both of their names were Dick, and so, you know, I just couldn't resist.
Oh.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. Free. We continue.
I do like to see the incumbents get kicked out, though. I mean, if you kick out enough incumbents, sooner or later you come along with somebody who's good. But then again, there's no guarantee that
they'll
get kicked
like,
out.
You like it as, like, you like your favorite, when your favorite football team scores a touchdown like it? Like, it's just excitement for a moment and it passes?
Yeah, about that much.
Okay, good.
Right, because we're all the non-incumbents who have, like, cared about freedom.
Yeah. Not many.
Right. Let's continue with Larry listening to WXNT and Indy. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Larry.
You know, I'm surprised to get on, but I'm on now. And the thing about...
Why are you surprised you got on?
You know, I call some nights and I end up waiting about a half hour, maybe 45 minutes, and never get on.
Really?
Like you never know.
Like you're avoiding my input.
No, that's not true.
But I doubt it, though. I doubt it. You're pretty straight up. But anyway, you talk about Walgreens and CVS, right?
We were just talking about CVS.
Okay, now the only drugstores here in the Indianapolis area is CVS and Walgreens. And okay. I remember maybe about 40 years ago, we had all kind of pharmacies around.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is we're so cheap that we allow people like the CVS's and Walgreens to come in, put everybody out of business, then the state delegates arresting powers to them. They delegate powers that, syndicate against anybody else tries to get in the drug distribution business.
Well, I think that's
through
regulation. I think what you see in back in the day was, you know, if anyone wanted to provide a service or good to somebody else, they could. So maybe the general store and the gas station and the other place would have these items of convenience like aspirin or joints or whatever
But you see, when you have a monopoly like Walgreens and...
Not a monopoly, sir.
Yeah.
Well, not a monopoly. A CVX, a paired thing. They control the market.
But they're pretty close to an oligopoly.
Mm-hmm.
Oligopoly.
You know, you're going to have things like this happening because they're going to be so closely regulated that they're going to call in when you call for your prescription and there's one digit wrong, and you're going to be arrested. You're not going to be able to sue or do anything else about it because it's going to be just a mistake. And the guy that called in about Murdoch, I don't know what's the matter with people. When they talk about cutting, you know, I hear a lot of people talk about cutting down on public employees, cutting back on stuff. They talking about cutting off the avenue that they got their money. Now they don't want anybody else to get it. Like they talking about close the post office down. Well, that's probably how they made their money. Close the car industry down. Stop the union jobs. Sure, they've made their money. They're retired, and they don't want their kids to have a chance to do the same thing they done. So
that doesn't make much sense.
It does make sense. It really makes sense when you.
Why wouldn't you want your kids to do as well as you did?
Yeah,
that doesn't make any sense.
For 40 years in a car factory and have several hundred thousand dollars, and then his kid comes along and he says, "You work at Burger King." That's what don't make any sense.
I don't know what your relationship with your parents was like, Larry, but most parents I know wouldn't want to cut off their child from opportunities for themselves.
I was going to make one point with you and Mark and raise the question that the ability that you talk about we had in the past do not exist.
Which one are you referring to?
Mark and Ann.
Which one are you referring to? What ability?
You're always talking about how you want to be free and you want to move to a live free state. Well, why do you want to be free? Because of the ability provided for you by government.
What?
If there was not streets and stuff around there, what good would it do you to be
free? Are you really going there?
No, I'm not going there. The roads.
Okay, so...
All right, Larry. Thanks. You can listen off the air. Thanks for the call.
So let's talk about roads real quick. Certainly, they're, you know, roads were built by private individuals wanting to get from one place to another prior to the government taking care of them. The government came in and co-opted them and certainly paved them in some cases. But you can see private roads doing quite well in Southern California. There's quite a few of them. You know, they're competing with government roads and charging a premium, and people want to use them because they can get to work much more quickly. You can see roads, you know, appearing in, you know, say, subdivisions. They've got to put
those
roads
are all
in.
Private.
Yeah, so the people can drive to their houses and that kind of thing.
Disney World.
I think that, you know, it's pretty obvious that businesses would want people to be able to get to them, and that the way that they would get to them would likely be the road. The problem we have is a monopoly in roads. I think that different things could be tried, and roads could be constructed in different ways, and we'll never know because the government just extracts money from people through property taxes and gas taxes and things like that in a way that is, you know, unjust. If I'm mowing my lawn, I'm paying gas taxes on the gas that I got to mow my lawn, or, you know, riding my ATV or whatever. That's not fair. Why should I pay your road taxes for when I'm not using stuff on the road? I'm using my wood splitter out at my house. I'm paying gas taxes on that stuff.
Yeah, it amazes me on how people think there's this necessity provided by the, or this need that for what the government provides, and it's just false. I mean, if to think that there would be no roads if there was no government, it's just absolutely
only
ludicrous.
The government could possibly lay pavement in
an
organized manner.
The government provides necessary services, but it's not necessarily the only service that could, you know, organization that could provide those necessary services.
The last time I checked, people built roads, and they would continue to do so if the government didn't exist, which it doesn't. It's just a bunch of people who think they have the right to control you.
The government passes out monopolies for electricity in most places, but some places there's competition in electrical service. The government passes out monopolies in trash collection in some places. But other places, there's competition. Why is in the world does there, you know, I mean, in fact, if you want a road where you want a road and the government doesn't want to build it there, you've got to build it yourself. But it all comes down to how they want to do things.
I loved moving to Keene, New Hampshire, and discovering that I actually had to choose my garbage company. That was so cool. See you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Class, if you had over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inns. When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at AmericasBestValueInn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.